Blog Talk Radio.
We made it. Wow! Woo. That was a close call. Holy shit, man.
We're just in time.
Just in time.
Talk.
Just in time.
With Derek and Tina.
We are here to serve you people. And first of all, I got a little beef with my co-host here.
Oh!
She's posting things that really go contrary to the nature of this show, and that's about eating ass. We're going to change the topic. Eating ass with Derek and Tina. And she just blew it. What was up with the post there, young lady?
So funny. I couldn't read them all, though, because, well, it was a little disturbing. I couldn't read them all. I just glanced at some of them. But they were so funny. So if you don't know what we're talking about, on our Facebook page, there's posts, something about when ass eating goes wrong.
Oh, what a terrible, terrible topic. My girl started to read that to me, and I'm like, listen, don't you read that out loud, or it's not going to be done anymore.
Okay. Oh, God, because it tastes, that tastes so good. It feels so good, right?
It feels so good, right.
It does feel good. But you know me, I'm just all about, the hygiene of it. How can we make it more hygienic? How can we make it, the whole process better?
I get that, but sometimes we just want to eat a random ass. We don't want to think about it.
What?
Nope, random ass eating.
Not for me, Derek. Not for me.
Not for me.
The price, that price is going to be awfully high. I'm not sure anybody could afford that for me. So that would be in the, maybe $5,000 a minute range or something.
Oh, wow.
For random. I'm talking random. I'm not talking random. Someone I know,
right.
Whatever, but yeah.
Okay, you heard that. So $5,000 a minute, she will lift your anus. There's some people with that kind of money, right?
Give me a call.
Yeah, there you go. Bring her out of retirement, folks. Come on. Bring her back out. Bring her back.
That does include using a dental dam, though.
Oh,
sorry.
Golly, damn. $10,000 for no
penalty.
Right,
exactly.
Nice. Where did you get that? That's good.
I know, right?
Okay.
You know what? I think, I'm not sure, but I think they have made a condom that goes on your tongue.
Really?
It seems like I've seen something like that. We have got to look that up.
A tongue condom.
Yeah, because that would be awesome.
For who?
For people like me.
Oh, my. Nice.
All right, yeah. Right. For people like me. I'm not saying it's be for everybody. But yeah, let's look that up. Oh,
right.
We're trying to put our little microphone here. There we go.
Where was
so,
it here?
Tongue condoms. We're going to look this up. Yes, tongue condoms for sale.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew I've seen these before. It's just been a long time, and I forgot about them. Oh, my gosh. Trojan makes them. They make them in flavors. Oh, and no, that was a flavored dental dam. Sorry. Oh, wait, no, that's not a tongue one. What the hell?
I found a place that.
Yeah, I know. That should be something.
Alibaba.com.
Alibaba?
Yeah. Alibaba.com has tongue condoms.
Oh, nice.
I just don't even think it's worth the time and the effort.
Really?
You have the natural taste of another human. All their juices just flowing.
Oh, my God. These are hilarious. There's some that you can put the tongue condom in backwards. And, it almost looks like, I'm looking at a picture. It almost looks like you could just have the condom on the penis, like if you're doing oral sex and they put it in your mouth, you get a condom in your mouth.
Oh.
They might as well just be on the penis. That's kind of weird.
Right.
But I love this tongue condom.
I don't know.
These are kind of awesome.
The jury is out.
You have to buy 30,000 of them on Alibaba, though. It's a minimum order, 30,000 pieces. I'm not going to do 30,000 tongue condoms.
Wow.
They might give them out free or something.
Unless you're going to use them.
30,000?
A lot of ass licking, ladies.
Yeah, that would be. That's some pretty serious. You're in business then, right? That's hilarious.
Sure.
Another one you have to buy, 500,000 pieces, like 500,000. What the hell?
Wow, that's crazy.
They only cost 2 cents. of that price.
Really?
Well, yeah. Anyway, interesting. So you got Alibaba is definitely a big quantity order. They're for professionals.
Right. Professionals.
These are for the whorehouses around the world and yeah, the places. But these are awesome. I gotta save this page now. Yeah. We're gonna save it. We're gonna post it. We'll post it later.
So I was, needless to say, I have another, not necessarily a gripe or a beef, but I would like to say, and I'm sure you'll have something to say about this, and it's not sex related.
Okay.
It is about the best cell phone company on the market, which is Apple.
Okay.
Right? I've been arguing with so many of my friends, Samsung's the best, and I'm like, Apple's the best, and then when I saw that major recall for Samsung.
I didn't know about it.
Oh, major, huge.
Well, I don't have a Samsung phone, so I guess I didn't know.
Oh, you're not in the whole Apple-Samsung war.
I have a Nokia, a Windows phone.
Nokia.
I'm a Windows girl.
You're a Windows girl. And I hear Windows Nokia
girl.
Makes really great phones.
Oh, I love my phone. I love my phone.
How are your pictures?
Now, I've got a cheap phone that they quit making.
Oh.
I'm so bummed.
Okay.
So now I got to move up to a better Nokia phone.
Ah, yeah.
So, but my camera's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Is it?
It's not the best. Like, my next camera will be better because now I've got to get a more expensive phone because they don't make these cheap phones like this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love my phone.
But look out for it because I understand that Nokia is one of the companies that is known for having a good camera on their phone.
Once
you upgrade, make
I mean, my camera's good, don't get me wrong, but
I
took some pictures on my niece's iPhone the other day, and her pictures were better.
Really?
I was like, oh.
Yeah,
damn,
yeah.
I forgot. My camera's not that good.
Well, speaking of iPhone, I guess, is it next week or so the iPhone 7 is coming out? Two cameras in the back. It's supposed to be really amazing.
No jack.
No, I heard that.
Isn't that weird? Okay, I jack in a lot of stuff into my phone.
Wow, this is sex talk. Thanks for not letting us forget.
Yeah, you know, I have a little speaker. You know, and I know there's all these Bluetooth ones, but I still use all the plugs. Remember, we used to have that microphone. You got to plug that in.
Thanks
microphone.
For letting me remember that.
So, no, I'm not saying that that way. I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff you can plug in.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You got to buy all Bluetooth, the console now?
All Bluetooth.
I don't like that.
You're
I'm
being
not,
forced to do something against
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not really into that, you know.
Right. But, you know, well, the one thing about Apple, though, you know, what I will say in their defense is that they want you to stay current with technology. I think it's a company like Apple that really thrust us into the new world, right? It's like, hey, you know, forget the plugs. That's archaic. That's old. Right? This is all about
so
wireless.
So let's have more wireless radiation all over our body.
Well, that radiation doesn't harm you. It's not conclusive.
I know.
You know?
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, I like, if it works, why? Don't, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
I got you.
I'm kind of that kind of girl.
I got you.
I'm all about, look, I like my cheap phone. It does everything I need. It syncs. Like, I like the phone because everything syncs with my computer.
How
I got Windows 10. I don't know, a long time.
I mean, it looks good. I mean, my phone, I've had my phone.
No, this one I got last year. Because I buy this warranty, and then every time something goes wrong with it, they just send me a gift card to buy another phone.
Oh.
I just buy another phone and buy another warranty for like $10. So I've been getting these phones $10 a year for years now.
Wow, that's
good. And now they busted me out.
Oh, damn.
I know.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
right.
And now I could do something different.
Well, I think you should consider iPhone. Well, I used to have an iPhone.
I used to have an iPhone,
okay.
And it was okay. It was good. I mean, but I'll be sticking with Windows.
Okay.
I'll just get an expensive one next, I guess.
Right. But then because you're always doing coaching and writing.
Oh, I use my phone for everything. But you know what's great about this with the Windows? I have Microsoft Office on my Windows. It syncs with all my stuff. Even all my pictures automatically sync to my computer. I mean, the whole Windows has got it down. Like, Windows 10, I know people talk bad about it.
Uh-huh.
but I like it. Everything works together well. I feel, you know, pretty secure with the. I do turn off all my microphones and webcams, though, on all my devices, which
okay.
everybody should do.
Okay.
You know, you've been seeing now, like, it's kind of crazy because they can hear everything you're talking about.
Well, which is okay.
Everybody is.
I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah, but do you really want it all out there?
Well, I mean, if I'm masturbating or talking sexual, I don't care.
But what if you're just having your life and just having conversations?
You know, one thing that's really, really interesting is the fact that we were talking about this African bar soap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about it in the foyer outside of the bookstore, and then when I went to type in on Amazon, the
that's
first
up.
Thing. I wish, but when I typed in AF on Amazon, the first thing it showed me was African bar soap.
Oh, okay.
Right? So I believe that there is that communication
yeah.
that the computers
oh, it does. It does. It does. Absolutely, it does.
It's kind of convenient in a way.
Kind of creepy in
don't
a way.
Be afraid of the future.
I turn all my stuff off. I don't like people listening. Look, I even on my computer, I have just in case, because sometimes updates on your computer,
oh,
it takes away
God.
Your defaults, you know. I have stickers over my webcam, so it can't accidentally. And at first I had the one sticker, and then I realized that sticker was kind of see-through. I had to put more smiley faces
see,
on top of it.
That's a little bit of paranoia for me.
It's not paranoia. It's just like, I don't like that.
You don't want them to watch you?
No.
What are you doing that they can't watch you, Tina?
Derek, you know I have secrets.
Yeah.
I've got secrets. So I like to keep my secrets. I mean, I talk about a lot of secrets on here.
Right.
But there are things I don't talk about. You're probably thinking if you listen to the show, like, what the fuck, right? But I've got secrets
She's
even
got
deeper.
Secrets, folks. That's right. That's right. Now,
right.
we are about to get into a portion of our talk show where we have a very unique individual come in and they'll share different information that they know about sex and
sure.
sexual related topics. And so today we have a young lady in house whose name is Alicia, and
mm-hmm.
she is going to talk about temple sex and everything
temple.
About it's great. Like, my big question to her is, like, was there ass eating back in the temple?
Oh
day?
My god,
I mean, it's important. There,
you're
there
so
had
funny.
To be there had to be a reason why we still eat ass today.
It's just an enjoying and worshiping of the entire body.
Ah.
I mean, that'd be my guess.
Okay.
I don't know, but that was my train of thought.
Right.
Because everything that, I don't think there's really anything new. I mean, we have new technology, like we're just
right.
talking about. But everything is pretty much always existed.
Recycled.
Yeah. Sex has always existed. Murder, hate, love, all of it has existed.
Right.
So it's just always, you know, going through different cycles and different stages, and people do it differently. But I don't think there's anything.
Us?
I think
she'll
so.
Tell us who the first.
Yeah, maybe
that...
you need to introduce her.
I'm so excited.
Right.
All right. So without further ado, all the way from, I want to say she's like from Egypt or a distant world. She's quite magical. She is really one of the most unique people that I've ever met. She blessed our bookstore and did our meditation room so that ISIS prevails in our meditation room, and she is just a wonderful person. So, Alicia, how are you?
Well, hello.
How's it going?
Funnily enough, ISIS is at the center of many of these temple sex stories, so I just think that's a fantastic coincidence.
Great, that is. Now, let me introduce you to Tina. Tina is my
Hi.
Partner in crime, and, you know, we have this thing going on that, you know, I am, just like any red-blooded American male, I'm all about the pussy, right? Sex, blowjobs, all that good stuff, right? Right, right. And so, you know, Tina actually wants us to be mindful, right, of some things, because we do live in an age where there are some individuals that, you know, don't necessarily practice safe habits. And so for us to get the most out of our lives and to enjoy sex for the longest period of time, she wants us to be educated.
Perfect.
So, you know, that's who she is.
you know what I'm about.
Right?
And so now it's about time to share you with the world.
Woo!
And so what is this temple sex? You know, what does it involve? Is it something that's still going on today?
Well, I love the statement that there is nothing new under the sun. That is an absolute universal truth. Temple prostitutes, or sacred whores, as they were called, were prevalent through many cultures, Babylon, Sumeria, Egypt, Greece. There are some historians that maybe not agree with that, but there's way too much evidence. Even the Greek philosopher Strabo wrote about the prostitutes in the Temple of Aphrodite. And I've got loads of links to post later so people can do some research.
Sure. That would be great to share.
But the idea here, or the premise of it is, you know, sex is an integral part of a healthy life. It's part of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's called the sex drive for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pivotal force. And the ancients knew this. So the responsibility of the temple prostitute was the good sexual health and education of its people. So,
she was smart.
There's a very broad spectrum of services they would provide. Everything from marital disagreement to impotence, all kinds of things. This was her wheelhouse. This is what she would do. And they did other things too, like fertility festivals, and some of the earliest belly dancing in Egypt were the temple prostitutes performing their sacred service. I am completely fascinated on the subject, and I could pontificate forever. There's some awesome places like the temples of Isis. There's historical significance. The temples of Bubastis, which were dedicated to Bast, who's the Egyptian goddess, cat goddess. She's lunar and solar, and is also the goddess of music and sexuality.
Oh.
And is one of my patrons.
She's not to be confused with Isis, though. Completely different.
Well, here's the thing about Isis. Isis is pervasive through most of the goddess forms of Egypt. So there are some schools of thought that believe that in every other Egyptian goddess, there's a piece of Isis.
Mm-hmm.
That they form the Isis archetype type thing.
Good.
And her temple had temple prostitutes as well. I think it's something, now, you know, not sure how well that would go in this day and age, but I think it's something that's needed.
Sign me up.
So
let me get this right. So me and my lady, we're having an argument, right?
Right on.
She's not trying to give me any ass at all. And so I'm like, cool, babe, no problem. You keep it to yourself. I'm going down here to the local. Really?
Right on. You bet you believe.
Wow. And the women were in support of that?
Well, oh, yeah, definitely. Well, let's think about this scientifically. Scientifically speaking, humans are not bred, or they're not made to mate for life. We're just not. It's not in our DNA. We are meant to go out, spread our seed far and wide, and populate the planet.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Humans are not meant to mate for life. We are meant to spread our seed far and wide. That is a part of a biological drive that's inherent in our being. So if you can find the one person that keeps you completely satisfied in all aspects for the entirety of your life, you better hold the hell on to that person, because that's a rare thing for humans.
Wow.
We're not like wolves and ducks. We don't imprint. We don't imprint. The only imprinting that happens is mother or father to child. There is no sexual imprinting like that in that realm. So that was part of their job as the temple priestesses in that mode, was to make sure that, okay, so maybe your woman just gave birth. Maybe she's experiencing some very painful menses or what have you, and you are in need. That's their job. They handle that because that's going to take pressure off of you. It's going to take pressure off of her, and everyone's happy.
Man, we do need that in society.
Oh, I believe it all the time. I think there should be happy ending massage. I mean, I think it should all be there because there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it at all. I mean,
I think that should be a political platform.
And it's weird. It's interesting because some sex surrogates are legal. You can have sex therapist surrogates. So you know, where do you draw that line? And then, you know, people draw these weird lines, don't you think? I mean, like,
totally
arbitrary how they make this up. And where you find them and how you, you know, I have a problem. I need a sex surrogate. You got to go. I'm like, this whole, you know.
There's
thing.
All this shaming.
I know, it's bad.
There's all this societal shaming over something that we need to do on a
yeah.
biological level. I'll never understand it. To quote the great prophet George Carlin, selling is legal. Fucking is legal. Why is it selling fucking legal? I'll never understand the logic
right.
because
like
you can't
that.
Legislate morality. It's a different
right.
it's a different mindset.
Yeah.
So I think a return to that premise of having legal, they were safe, they were clean, they mm-hmm. cared for themselves because their service was holy.
So now you heard of what we have in modern day. You heard of the Bunny Ranch, right?
I'm familiar with the Bunny Ranch.
So now is the Bunny Ranch like you can go in and, you know, like I have a particular fetish. Like I'm into analingus, right? So I have my particular fetish. So now back in the temple prostitute days, were you able to like kind of place your order or to request your particular fetish, or did you have to just do missionary basic sex?
Oh no, that you know the customer's always right. You walk in, they have a menu. They have a menu. You pick what you want off the menu, and then certain priestesses would specialize in certain things. It's all highly individualized.
Wow.
You can find a partner in the temple to satisfy just about any, I'm almost all, personal fetishes. And I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
We consider ourselves so civilized. Why don't we have this?
Right, right, right.
Yeah. Did you guys see the movie The Session? The Session?
I did not.
Okay, it's really good. I think it should actually be maybe required watching for everybody. It was about the guy, he's in an iron lung. So I forget what disease that is that people are in an iron lung. I don't know. But I just looked it up because I forgot her name. Popular people are in this movie. I can't find her name. So anyway, there's this movie.
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt, yes.
Oh.
All right. I mean, Helen Hunt is the sex surrogate in the movie. And so it talks about that. But, you know, here's this man in an iron lung, and he goes to his Catholic priest to talk about, like, I'm on this, like, gurney all the time. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have sex. I've never experienced this. I want to experience this. And you know, how can I do that? And so he does go to a sex surrogate. And then I guess it was based on a real-life story, and eventually I think he did then even marry somebody or have a relationship, but he had never had any kind of a physical contact with somebody because he's in a freaking iron lung, right?
Yeah,
so, long.
Yeah.
So he has a sex surrogate, and it's just like really beautiful. So the story's so beautiful because it talks about it being just, it's not bad. Everybody needs that touch, that idea of how it feels.
That orgasm.
Right.
Yeah, right. How it really feels in your body. Right,
right.
So I think everybody should, maybe that should be in sex ed. You know, I don't know.
Right. So do you think that in the temple days, did they make house calls or was it customary out of the sacredness of the space and activity that they only had to perform these acts in the temple in order to get blessed by their gods or deities?
House calls, I don't know about, but I do know that they would send women and priestesses to the different festivals where they'd have a sacred space erected to do their work.
Erected.
Right.
I made another pun. Awesome. Okay.
My mind always just goes there. Oh, today I said, oh my gosh, that looks like a penis on the floor. It's just like, you know, it's my first spot for everything.
That's awesome.
So how did you get into, you know, this particular aspect of research and, you know, tell the audience a little bit about you. What is your study? What is your particular pathway and course? And what do you got going on in the future?
All right. Well, interesting question. I've dealt with Beth since I was 12.
Oh.
Bossette came to me when I was 12, and I started working with her at that point in time. So my background is Kemetic, which is Egyptian magic, following the ancient traditions of Egypt, which I'm all about. And I like sex. I like it a lot. It's probably my favorite thing in the whole universe. And when I said, wait, there's a religion where I can sign up and get all the sex in the universe? I love that. Let me figure that out. But then I discovered the sacredness of it. Because, you know, when we talk about sacred sex, all of the ancient civilizations knew about this. They had Heros Gamos in Greece, which was the holy union, where they would literally at festivals have the high priest and priestess have intercourse on the altar. It was where your souls merge and you can touch God, and that's so important.
Yeah.
We keep ourselves separate from God so much. When we have a chance to get into that energy and be there and we can share it with another person, I think that's glorious. I think everybody should do that.
Audra and I just touched God before we got to work today.
Right?
Yeah.
Right on. That's a good reason to be late. It's the best reason.
It's the only reason, right?
It's the only reason, yeah. It's the only acceptable reason. Oh, if you were having coitus, well, then you're good. Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you
there. Right. So, you know, and I know, sadly, our time is running out, but, you know, this is very important because, like, for someone like me who endeavors to be spiritually minded and respectful, there is this still animalistic, rip your clothes off, shove my face in your cunt, and fuck your brains out type of sex. But can we still have that be equated with spirituality or holiness? Or is it just now, does it turn ugly and demonic or dark?
That is holy. Getting in touch with that baser nature and experiencing that primal level, that is holy. Every sex, as long as we're respecting one another and we're bringing pleasure, the charge of the goddess says all acts of love and pleasure are my rituals. So every act that we perform, because that's, I mean, we're getting our nut and we're enjoying it, but part of us is there for them too. Right?
Making, choking, all that
all
shit.
All that.
All that shit is good.
Get in there.
Sign me up. Yeah.
Please.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Nice.
So all of that, it's all of that's holy, and all of it takes you to that sacred place. So
okay.
Even when you're in the middle of getting a blowjob in a parking lot, if you have an orgasm, you have touched God, and you're in a sacred space.
Oh, my God. That's right? Amazing. I love that.
Okay.
It's on.
To share something really quick because it goes along with this. So I can't say exactly where, because it is local and this is recent, so people might know what I'm talking about. But, so let's say a particular place that has actually some religious going on stuff. Anyway, these one people come to a place from a residential facility, and they have a little bit more freedom in this place. Well, I guess apparently a few weeks ago, they contacted some of their friends and met them up there during, like, a break from other activities, and we're having sex in the parking lot of this facility. And one of the people were telling me about it just yesterday, and they're like, and it's all on tape. It's all on the security video. And I just start cracking up. And they're like, Tina, that's not funny. I'm like, yeah. She's like, this is why we can't let them go off by themselves. We have to watch them every minute. We have to do whatever. I'm like, okay, but it's still freaking funny.
Right. They're trying to stop the natural flow, obviously, huh?
So,
you got to give us the name of this place.
Oh, no, I can't. Because it's like one of my clients. So it's like a client thing. But, yeah, it was so interesting because people, you know, there is a basic urge need.
Right.
And they're in a place excluded from other people.
Right.
And so they have this opportunity and they made it happen.
They got to feel it.
I know, right? And I just couldn't stop laughing the whole rest of the day.
Good on them.
And then they're like, oh, we're going to watch a movie at 1. And I'm just cracking up and I look at one of the people and they're like, Tina, just seriously, like, are you 12? I'm like, yeah, I'm 12.
So sex is natural. And we want to thank you, Alicia, for sharing with us just a little bit. Now, we are going to have you back for some follow-up conversation and shows. Your knowledge, your enthusiasm about sex is contagious. And we really want to provide this for our listeners. You've been great. And next time when you come, you can tell us what else you study and how else we can kind of like fuck the world together.
Woo!
All right.
Thanks so much, Dad.
So
woo-hoo!
This has been another amazing show of Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And we hope that you got your rocks off today and enjoyed our guest speaker. And we look forward to talking to you again. I'm Derek and she is
Tina.
Good night.
Bye.